I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. The U.S.-led reconstruction effort in Afghanistan just got a big boost. Hundreds of tons of new hardware were delivered to a major power plant in southern Afghanistan. The plant is run and funded by the U.S. Agency for International Development, and it needed a new turbine so it can create electricity. But the new plant is in Taliban territory, and getting the turbine to the right place wasn't easy. The BBC's Alastair Leith had traveled there with British troops who joined the Americans in getting the job done.
It was a daring operation through one of the most dangerous parts of Afghanistan. It involved 5,000 troops, some American, some Canadian, 1,000 Afghan forces, and almost 3,000 British on the ground and in the air. Their job was to protect a 100-vehicle convoy, slowly plodding its way through Helmand at an average speed of 2 miles an hour. On board seven of the huge trucks, more used to paved highways than deserts, were parts of a giant turbine, disguised as containers and destined for the Kajaki Dam. That's the site of a hydroelectric power plant where the turbine is to be installed. It's due to bring electricity to more than 1.5 million Afghans, but first it had to get there. British Lieutenant Colonel Rufus McNeil commanded the convoy through Taliban territory.
Two things that make a military operation difficult. One is firstly always the actions of the enemy. And in this case, for the people who were getting us into Kajaki itself, Three Para, they had quite a serious operation to clear the Taliban out and make space for us to come through. But for us, the Taliban weren't too much of a problem. They had a go at us a couple of times, fired some rockets at us and fired a couple of rounds at us. But actually, because they weren't ready for us, I don't think they could do much more. The challenge in this task was physically getting these vehicles and these people up a road that in places didn't really exist. If you were doing this in any other kind of construction project, you'd have a nice tarmacked road. Here we had rocks and rubble and not much else to take across some very, very heavy trucks.
There was heavy fighting in the valley. Airstrikes were brought in and a huge number of rockets, mortars and artillery shells were fired at insurgent positions. British commanders estimated more than 200 Taliban fighters were killed. British, American and other international troops suffered no fatalities, and only one British engineer was injured in a vehicle accident. The US contractor of the Kajaki power station, George Wilder, was amazed the convoy made it and was pleased he could now start work installing it.
Did you think it was going to go as smoothly as it did?
In the back of my mind, no. I prayed and crossed my fingers and done all of my good luck charms and just thank God it made it.
What did you think might happen?
I thought that it maybe would get blown up on the way here.
The turbine may have arrived, but it'll be months before it's up and running, and possibly years before the power lines to Kandahar are built and power flows. And the Taliban may try to sabotage the new turbine. So it could be a long time before anyone living in the region sees the benefit of this project. For The World, I'm Alastair Leithhead in Kajaki, Helmand Province, Afghanistan.